At 29, Sam Bankman-Fried ran one of the biggest crypto exchanges on Earth. Forbes ranked him the 41st richest person in America, worth roughly $26 billion at his peak. He testified before Congress. He posed with Bill Clinton and Tony Blair. He wore cargo shorts to meetings with world leaders and called his giving effective altruism. FTX processed billions in trades a day, and Bankman-Fried was its trusted face. Then, on November 2, 2022, CoinDesk published a leaked balance sheet from Alameda Research, his sister hedge fund. It showed $9 billion in liabilities against just $900 million in liquid assets, the rest propped up by FTT, a token FTX had invented itself. 4 days later, Binance CEO Changpeng Zhao tweeted that he'd sell Binance's entire FTT holding. Panic hit instantly. Customers filed $5 billion in withdrawal requests in 72 hours. FTT crashed from nearly $17 to just over $4 in a single day. Binance signed a deal to buy FTX and save it, then walked away one day later after seeing the books. On November 11, 2022, FTX and Alameda filed for bankruptcy. Bankman-Fried resigned as CEO. Investigators found at least $8 billion in customer funds was gone, quietly funneled into Alameda to cover trading losses, luxury real estate in the Bahamas, and political donations. A jury convicted him on 7 counts, including wire fraud and conspiracy, in November 2023. In March 2024, a federal judge sentenced him to 25 years in prison and ordered $11 billion forfeited. Prosecutors wanted 40 to 50 years. His lawyers asked for 6. This June, an appeals court upheld the conviction and the sentence, calling him the main driver of one of the largest frauds on record. Bloomberg's wealth index had him worth $16 billion the week the run started. 10 days later, it was zero.